do you mean, no?
I mean, no!
I'm sorry. I'm confused. Who the hell is this, and why the hell won't he let me access the navigational drive?
He's the ship's interface Harper was helping me to install. His name's Otto, and we can't access the navigational drive because we don't...
Because we don't have a navigational drive anymore, is that it?
Correct!
Right. Of course we don't. Because it's just that kind of day, isn't it?
I'm sorry, Commander.
It's not your fault. We just lost all of our mapping technology and possibly our ability to steer, but it's nobody's fault. It's no one's fault.
You're mad.
No, I'm not mad.
Commander, do you need to sit down?
I'm not mad. I'm fine.
Are you sure? You don't look so good.
I'm fine!
Perhaps a glass of water, but not from around here. Fun fact, salt water makes up about 71% of the Earth's surface! It's fun to swim in, but deadly to drink. If you try, you die of dehydration.
Did that thing just spit an ocean fun fact at me?
It works!
That was intentional.
I thought it would be nice if we could interface with the ship from places other than ops. In case something went wrong and we couldn't get to the bridge, Otto can follow basic instructions and he can indicate when something is wrong. A lot of the ship's existing systems are outdated, and I knew there had to be a better way to cope with them all. So I developed an interface program to monitor everything and perform certain tasks around the ship. This boat's meant to be crewed by way more than 4 people. Otto can service all of the personnel we don't have. But I think I overloaded the ship's system, and that's why everything shut down. But now we have Otto, and it's not like he's, you know, actually sentient or anything, and can't, you know, go HAL 9000 on us.
I'm standing right here.
You can't stand, Otto. You don't have legs.
But how did you...
Those fun fact buttons were all over the place, so I just connected them to the central computer system.
You did what? How?
It wasn't hard. But, you know, now we have access from everywhere, and we can have fun facts whenever we want! Don't you guys like fun facts?
I do!
Okay, fine. How do we get this thing to reload the navigational files?
Have you tried turning it off and turning it on again?
Don't you have some catheters to count?
No, but I'd be happy to set up an enema if you'd care to relax.
I am relaxed! I mean, I am relaxed. I'm fine. See?
Uh-huh. A few of the systems still haven't come back online yet. Maybe Otto just needs a bit of time to warm up?
If that were the case, then the navigation system would show up here. You can see all of the systems that are malfunctioning or booting up or offline. Navigation just isn't one of them. It's just gone.
So we don't know where we're going?
We don't even know what direction we're pointed in. We're flying blind.
Pip, that thing doesn't have GPS, does it?
No, Commander.
Well, looks like we're doing this the old-fashioned way, then. Harper, didn't you say something about a library?
Yes.
Think you can find it again?
Well, maybe.
Yes or no, Officer Bennett? It's okay to say no.
No, yes, I can find it, Commander.
Good. Take Dr. Atlas with you and bring me every map and star chart you can find.
Star charts?
You heard me. Can't know where we're going if we don't know where we are. Constellation should give us a rough fix. So, we'll surface, cut the engines, and wait until dark.
You know how to do that?
Sure. And I suggest bringing snacks. We'll be out there a while.
Oh, and blankets. I have the perfect book to read.
Sounds like a party.
And me, Commander?
You? You stay here and help me figure out how to work this thing.
Otto.
Otto.
Yes.